Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Yes, technology is a fabulous thing, especially when it works. We had a few technical difficulties this morning, so we appreciate your patience and we thank you for joining us. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. Hello, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back. Yeah, sorry for the delay and get you guys started, but we are here live and ready for you.
We are ready to roll and live the dream. And with us, of course, is Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's a holistic intuitive and does the TAPS program system, the Accelerated Performance System. I always seem to mess that up. I'm not sure why. What she does is she muscle tests the body, finds out what your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. When your body's in balance, then you're a happy person. Everything's functioning the way it should be. You do not have to live in the state of Washington, however, to be a client with Mary Jane, as we have clients all over the United States and even in Europe, which is very
That's awesome. Right.
in the UK. So with that, and she does pets too. So if you have an animal that you're having an issue with, or you have some children they're having problems with,
other family members,
don't hesitate to call us. Mary Jane is taking your calls and answering your questions. So if you have a question for Mary Jane, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And today our topic is harness the power of change. And with that, Mary Jane, how do we do that?
How do you do that? It's like everybody wants to change, but it's kind of like just kind of sits there. And yeah, I'm going to do that someday. And that's a good idea. Some people don't want to change, though. Some people don't even know they want to change. They're stuck where they are, and it's all okay. But it's about it's everything we talk about all the time. What do you want in your life? And when you're not willing to change, you're willing to settle for where you are and where you've come from. And again, people rehearse, they know their story so well. I talked about this last time, is ask something that you should never do is ask someone to tell you their story. Because when they have a story, they have it so ingrained in their brain of what's not right sometimes and all the things that were wrong. And they keep repeating that, and that it's so solid in them that they don't even think about changing. They're so used to that story and what doesn't work and where they've been. It's you can look back at your past and talk about it. And again, you know how I feel. I'm not a person who really believes in counseling. I think counseling is good. I'm not against counseling. But people that have been counseling for years, year after year after year, and they still have the same issue, that's an issue. So if you need to do other things, counseling is okay if you're doing other things that are making a change and you're moving forward.
Or counseling is great if you're getting the help you need,
yes,
and you're able to move forward.
Yes, absolutely.
But
so
I know some people who have been going to counselors for 10 plus years, and I've asked, well, are you any better? Well, I'm getting there. And I'm just kind of direct at times and say, well, it's been 10 years. How much longer are you willing to stay in this, you know, long drawn out process? There are quicker ways to get to the issue and move forward.
Well, in the past, you know, counseling was one of the few things that people had that they could go to and get some results from, or at least have somebody to talk to. But in today's technology, there's so many tools, so many good things, and even in the past there were, that people can do to change their brain, change their thinking, and move forward. Because when you keep repeating the past and try and making your past better, that doesn't work. It's what are you going to do now to move forward and change your life and make your life better? And that's harnessing the power of change. It's like look back and say, oh, I see that. I understand that, but I'm no longer there, and say goodbye to it.
Well, it's in the past.
Be okay with it.
It's in the past and it's behind you. So I think, you know, stop looking over your shoulder to see what's behind you. And I think everybody needs to focus more on what's in front of them. What do you want to do? I know with our restrictions being lifted in a couple of weeks, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to travel? Do you want a camping trip? Do you want to buy a new car? Do you want to go on a fancy vacation with the family? You know, that's changing what, I lost my thought. It's about changing and dreaming bigger to achieve those things that you actually want in your life. It's about attracting what you want instead of always talking about all the bad, negative things that have happened. And I do have to say, there are some exceptional counselors out there. So for those of you who are getting some counseling and getting benefits, I think that's great.
But there are
a lot of counselors that may need a little extra help. But
counseling is great if you're making progress, and if sometimes if you use other tools with that, then that progress could be faster. So and a lot of counselors do use a lot of great technology now. It's not straight, just talk about it. A lot of counselors use the brain tap and use things to help change the pattern of the brain because that's where all the research is. So it doesn't matter what you do, whether it's counseling, brain tap, changing your, having a positive attitude. It's about, are you moving forward? And if you're not moving forward, then you got to look at your options for what else can you do.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants to move forward. Nobody wants to go back. So, and we learn from our mistakes, and that's what makes us who we are today. So you learn from them, you grow, and you keep moving forward. That's what life's about. The ultimate goal is to find your calling. Find your passion. Find something that you love to do that doesn't feel like work. And then everything just seems to fall into place.
Yeah, fill your spirit. It's all about what gives you joy and what makes you happy. Nothing else really matters. Because if you're happy and you fill your life with joy, then that is like overflowing and affects everything in your life.
Well, it's kind of like you throw a rock into a lake and the ripple effect. So your joy and your happiness will then ripple out into those around you. It could be your children, your spouse, your friends. So by having those positive, joyous feelings, you're then spreading it to everyone around you. And the world can be such a better place if we could all just get into our happy zone again.
And that is what my job is. My job is to be your CWO, your chief wellness officer. So my job is to help guide you into what those technology or other things that are going to benefit you and improve you and take you where you're going to go. Because without that, what I do with the muscle testing, I'm able to confirm what your body already knows. You may not know it, but your body knows it. And so your body has every answer from the time you were conceived and has every memory. And sometimes that's not always good, because the memories can be, anything.
Well, the memories get stored, and then that's where we store our baggage. And then you could have gallbladder issues, bile duct issues. So we're storing those emotions, and eventually if you don't take care of those emotions, they turn into the physical.
Yeah, depression, all those, everything.
It's a gamut. There's a lot going on out there.
Well, the body's all about every physical symptom has to do with an emotional issue. So once you realize, you know, when you keep getting these things, it's not so much about your physical health, it's about your mental health. And that's why we talk so much about the brain and the brain energy and how the brain can regenerate and increase the cells and be vital.
And change those patterns that you're currently in that are not necessarily that keep you stuck. How about that?
Those patterns that round and round.
Yeah, those patterns that keep you stuck are on the hamster wheel of life, where you just keep spinning round and round. You're able to get off for maybe, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, but then you find yourself back on that hamster wheel and you're spinning and spinning. Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. And then, of course, we have the main star, Mary Jane herself. Your star.
I'm a CWO.
Oh, CWO. Excuse me. CWO. Wow. So if you're that, what am I?
I'm the CWOA.
CWOA. Great. Yeah. It's a great title, that.
Yeah.
Okay, today we're talking about harness the power of change. And like to throw out a question. I think we all limit ourselves with our thoughts and our dreaming and being creative. Don't you?
Oh, well, absolutely. It's, if you're thinking negative thoughts and you can't have this and you can't have that, or you don't have the right job, and it's just look at how that's working for you. It works really well. So everything is energy, and if it's positive energy, you're going to attract positive things into your life. If it's negative energy, you're going to attract it's all about what you think. You draw in what you're thinking. So if you want good things and things to change, you have to pay attention to your self-talk and what you're saying, and always catch yourself. When my clients say, oh, I'm trying, I always catch them on that. Trying is not something you do. You either do it or you don't do it. Trying means you're never going to get there. So pay attention to what you're doing and then trick your brain. Even if you're not there, you pretend you are there. What does it feel like to have everything you want in your life? What does it feel like to have money coming in? And money from sometimes you don't even know where it's coming from, but that's possible if you believe it. So always catch what you're saying. And then you can't say, oh, I usually don't say that. Well, you do if you say it once, you've said it many times. So it's just, you have to just practice.
It's about being aware. And yeah. Everybody has that little voice in their head saying, well, you can never do that. You can't have that. You know,
you don't deserve it.
You don't deserve to have that. Boy, are you like living in la la land? But that's not true. That's when you have to put up, and I know we've talked about this before too, that big stop sign in your head and see it. And just as soon as those thoughts start happening, you have to put up that stop sign and say, stop. That's in the past. I'm focused on my future and what I want and what I'm going to have, and my dreams and my goals will be fulfilled. That's what you have to replace that, well, you're never going to do it and you're such a loser and, you know, I'm not deserving of it. Put that stop sign up, back up a few steps and say, that was the old way of thinking. I am now focused on bringing everything good to me, abundance, happiness, joy, laughter. I mean, these are the things that I think everybody needs more in their life, especially after such a traumatic year that everybody's had. There's very little laughter anymore, or smiling, or good manners.
Even at the grocery store, the mask thing.
It's a sad thing. I mean, people used to hold doors open for people and say thank you. And now it's like everybody's got the plague and nobody wants to have anything to do with anybody. I mean, I go to the post office every day to mail in our packages. And there was this woman who had left the post office. I had just gotten out of my car. She saw the huge box. She actually ran back to the door and held it open for me. Wow, what a feeling that was for me of gratitude that somebody actually did a random act of kindness. I mean, so
it's take your turn to do that act of kindness. You know, it's you can change that energy and change what's going on by be the one that opens the door, by being the one that smiles and say, hi, how are you?
Or have a great day.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to go to FedEx. Another example, I went to FedEx and I'm standing in there and you have to wear your mask, which is fine. I can comply with the rules. And she was dealing with this man and she had the man review the address. And he said, well, this guy's not, the person's name isn't included in there. She goes, well, I don't know where I'm supposed to put it. There's no room. And he made a suggestion to change something. And she said, I'm just putting it at the bottom. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, great. She's in a bad mood and I'm up next. But when I got up there, I was very calm, very polite, very happy and bubbly. And within 15, 20 seconds, she was laughing. So it's about spreading your joy and your happiness onto those who might need a little pick-me-up. Have a little compassion. Have some gratitude.
It's change your physiology. It's like if you're kind of in a slump or anywhere, take big, deep breaths in your nose and out your mouth and take several of them. And within a short time, you will notice you are different. Your energy is changed. You're up. It's about changing that physiology. You don't have to stay in that energy. And then it changes everyone around you. I mean, when I go to seminars, the speakers will do that before they get on stage. They take those deep breaths, really deep breaths in and out. And when they get on stage, their energy is so big, it changes the whole vibration of the room.
Well, it's contagious. I mean, it's kind of like if you hear somebody laugh and then you know, giggle again and then somebody else starts to laugh, then pretty soon everybody's laughing. It's contagious. And that's what we need in this world is more lightness. We've been heavy and dark too long, which has affected not only our mental health, our physical health. It's time to harness that power of change and do it today. It's simple.
And be kind. Be kind. You know, people, wherever they are, it doesn't matter. And it's no one's, if you get a vaccine or you don't get a vaccine, it doesn't matter. People who get a vaccine shouldn't worry about people that don't get a vaccine because they're not going to get sick. So don't worry about everybody else. Just take care of yourself and respect others' opinion or what they do. That's their personal choice. And it's okay. It's like, you know, whether you get measles or chickenpox vaccination. And now it's shown that with the vaccinations and having immunity, it's just like chickenpox and measles. And it's the same as when people get COVID, and after they have COVID, they have the same kind of immunity. It's been proven in the research, whether if you have a vaccination or not, they have natural immunity and they don't need to be vaccinated.
And it's not just about the vaccine has been a hot topic, and it's been a hot topic in our office as well, as several people have been blackmailed into getting the vaccination when they really didn't want to. But it's about respecting everybody's opinion. But it's not just about the vaccine. It could be about, you know, getting together for a family event. It could be, you know, somebody doesn't want to go because there's a rift in the family. You have to respect, you know, each other's opinions and just say, okay. And don't take it personal.
And don't say you can't come if you're not vaccinated. That's another part of that. Just be kind and take care of yourself. Don't worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
Everything is good. It's like if your energy is good, it will spread and everybody else will feel it. And it will. You can change the world. And that's what we need to do is put out that kind of energy for everyone.
Yeah, especially in today's world. We all need a little compassion and kindness again. So harnessing the change, we've talked about expanding your energy, make the change today. And again, doesn't have to be something super, you know, huge. It could be opening the door. It could be smiling at someone or saying thank you or say have a great day, or it could be something so small and minute that changes you and also changes, you know, the person that you're talking to.
And getting back to me being the CWO.
Briefly, we have to go to commercial again, but go ahead.
All right, that's what we'll talk about when we come back.
All right, so yeah. We're going to talk about
what that means.
What Mary Jane's CWO title means. We all know what my CWO ACE title means. But you're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore Earth's guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. We have Benny in the studio. And we have, of course, the big boss right here, Mary J. Oh, sorry, CWO. CWO. But we're going to talk about your CWO-ness?
Yes, we are. So we're going to talk about your journey with Mary Jane Mack, the CWO. Everybody needs a CWO. And
I've got mine. Luckily, she's my mom. So.
And you know what we recommend? You know, you pick up and make the call, but the change that people make when they come here, first of all, they take care of their health issues. They get their digestion better. They start sleeping better. They get rid of pains in their body. It's all those physical symptoms that you've had on and off forever that you deal with. And some people have seen lots of people, lots of doctors, still have the same issue. Well, with the technique that I do, I'm able to tap into your body and figure out exactly the number one cause of what's going on. And that's how we follow your body. And we use nutrition by biotics research. And that specific nutrition goes in and repairs the body. And with the muscle testing, I'm able to determine exactly what you need, how much you need, and for how long. So we have predictable results.
And that's because your body has all the answers. Mary Jane, I gave her a new title. She's the body interpreter. Because she's able to interpret what exactly your body needs and that's doing the muscle testing and figuring out what's going on and then recommending the whole food nutrition product from Biotics, which gets in, repairs, supports, and brings you back into balance. Luckily, like I said, I have my own CWO. It has its benefits, and then there's a few few things that, you know, you can do without, but for the most part, it's pretty good.
And what she talks about doing without is when I do muscle testing, I actually test everything in my life. I
She's
do everything.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's just part of what I do. I mean, it's not like I just do. I test all the food I eat. I test food when we get it at the grocery store. I test food in a restaurant before I order it. I'm able to muscle test it. And it has to score at least a 7 or better to be good. And so I score my clothes. I score when Nancy will ask me a question.
Which I've learned not to ask too many questions. Because there's a lot of times she'll just pop up and say something. And I'll look at her and I'll say, hey, look, mind your own business, Mary. I didn't ask for that advice. Because sometimes you just got to be a little reckless. I mean, if you're dying to have, I don't know.
She'll want to order something in the restaurant and I'll say it scores a 2. She'll say, let's just take a chance.
Yeah, but you know, there's times when you just have a hankering. I don't know if it's for like fried chicken or, you know, orange chicken or some some kind of craving. There's times when she'll say, what did you eat? And I'm saying, well, I'm thinking about getting it. Oh, I don't know that scores. I said, don't tell me. I don't care what it scores. Because you know what? She can put me back together if I eat something that's not good. I know what to take to make myself back in balance again. That's what I've learned from my CWO.
So when you come in, the idea is we're going to figure out what nutrition program you need, what exactly is going to get you back in balance. And what I do is I score everything in the body. And when the body is, all the organs are working perfectly, they're at 10. If it's under a 10, that means they're not functioning. If it's a 7 or better, they're okay. But if it's under that, they're not functioning very well, we still want to get it up to a 10. And if they're over a 10, a few things, the heart and the back of the brain are over, that score is a 15. So, but if the organs are over a 10, that means they're inflamed. So every number means a different nutrition that I use to support that part of the body to get everything balanced, whether it's low, to get it up to a 10. And then if it still goes high, that means we need two products to balance it out. So by getting the body in balance, and then we're also talking about what's going on in your life. You know, what do you want? What it's kind of like, what do you do? How's work? Work is always usually a big stressor. I ask, are you happy in your job? A lot of times people aren't because they're so stressed out. So I'm able to help you figure out what is it that's in your job that's going to make you happy, because if it's not that job, it may be something else. Everything we do is a stepping stone taking us where we're going. And so it's not good or bad. Where you're at is okay. But it's about knowing what you want in order to be able to change that.
Well, and sometimes where you're at, you think you're happy being where you're at, but then you'll get those little pings, those little nudges, maybe things aren't. Little things start coming up. We've talked about the car accident thing, you know, maybe a little fender bender, and then 3 months later, another fender bender. It's like, why does this keep happening to me? Why are you attracting it? It's, again, goes back to the brain. So.
And what are you not paying attention to? Like if you fall, sometimes falls. It's like, what are you not paying attention to that the universe is like, okay, you're not getting it. Now, boom, slam. So there's something going on, could be emotional, that you need to look at in order to, because if you keep getting slammed, you want to figure that out so it, you know, the big one doesn't come. It's like that big earthquake. You want to make sure that you're going to figure it out and be able to take care of it so that you're better.
Okay. I think we have a caller on the phone. Is she still there, Benny?
Yes, Alicia. Welcome to the show. Calling in from Shoreline.
Hi, Alicia. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is such an interesting show and process. So I have a question about immunity and or clearing a bacterial infection. And I just would like maybe a little more insight because I just really don't know how to do this. I'm trying to get a test so I can figure out what it is. And it's been a little hard to do that right now.
So tell me, is this about you?
Yes, it's me. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with you? Or I can test you and tell you what's going on if you'd like me to do that.
Well, I'll give you a summary and you can tell me if it's right or wrong.
All right.
I've been getting these, I just had an infection in my chest, like in my lungs, that just went on and on and on. And it was determined that it was, you know, my system was too acidic. So, of course, that makes sense. So I reduced some of the foods and I increased some of the others and it started to go away, but it's still lingering. And, I had, like yellow mucus started forming, you know, the usual, like there's an infection there. And so I've been trying to treat it, but it just keeps on, it's just so sensitive that it doesn't take much for it to come back. And so I'm just trying to figure out what to do. It seems almost like my body just gets too acidic too easily. And I got to tell you, I don't know. I mean, I don't eat any sugar really. I eat very healthfully. I drink a lot of, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm super health conscious.
You don't have to tell me anything, Alicia. Do you want me to tell you what's wrong with you?
Sure.
Or what she gets.
What I do is, whether you're with me or not, I'm intuitive. So I can tap into your energy and tell you exactly what's going on with you. So I have a solution. I have an answer for you. What your lung score at 3. When your lungs are at 3, that means it really goes back to your kidney. It's your kidney that's inflamed. And you also have a toxic stomach. You have a lot of bacteria in your stomach. And that bacteria goes through, so that gives you a toxic stomach. That bacteria goes through your kidney and bladder, and then it goes up to your lungs. So that's where it settles, either in your lungs or it could be sinuses. So treating the lungs is never going to solve your issue. Your issue is you have to take care of your stomach, the bacteria in the stomach, and then also the inflamed kidney. And when you do that, and I can tell you that you probably can't do that on your own, you're a perfect example to make a call and come into our office, well, not come into the office, but have a phone consultation and then get you on a program that's going to get you better. It's not just about correcting your pH. You got to do the whole program. Then you have great results. Another thing for you is what I've talked about before many times on the show is cleaning your drains. The gases, like from your sinks and showers, there's mold and mildew and crud down there. You need to use baking soda, 1/4 cup of baking soda and a couple cups of white vinegar, and put it down every drain and clean your drains, because those gases are also giving you the toxic stomach, and that's why you never get better. Does that make sense?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by the drain. I don't drink tap water, so...
No, your drains, your sinks, your, you know... Where
cleaning your drains, like your shower drain, your sink drains.
You mean like there's it's in the air, you mean?
No, yeah, in the pipes.
No, the pipe, yeah, but she said it's in the air. So what happens is those gases will come up through your sink drain, through your kitchen drain, and then you're breathing those in, which then makes you have a toxic stomach. And then when it leaves the stomach, it travels through the liver, the kidneys, and ends up in the lungs. So by the toxic gases coming up from the drains in your house are not necessarily, you're not going to be able to smell them, but they are toxins, because when you think about the hair, God only knows what else is sitting down in those drains.
And if you've never cleaned them, they're pretty disgusting, I can tell you.
So those, I know every time I need to clean my drains, because I wake up and I have a sick feeling in my stomach. That's a sure sign that, I didn't get my drains done. I got to get my drains done. I clean the drains, and immediately within 15 minutes, 30 minutes later, my stomach is cleared up. So it's about cleaning your drains, and that's all your drains in the house.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I do it, but not enough.
There's an easy solution for you, as me being your CWO and knowing exactly what to do. I have no doubt that when you do this program, you're going to be better. There's no doubt. And then it's like we can fine-tune anything else that needs to be done.
Okay, so you don't think that this sort of like infection that I have in my lungs is really not something else?
It's really, you got a toxic stomach, a lot of bacteria in your stomach, and you've got an inflamed kidney. Do you have back pain?
No.
Sometimes
I'm healing an injury.
Pardon me?
Well, it's a little tight, but you know, there's other reasons. I'm healing up a work injury, and so I go to the chiropractor and I go to the physical therapist like every week. So I'm
Is
doing,
it getting better?
Yes. Oh yes, quite a bit.
Yeah. But when you have this, usually when you have an inflamed kidney, usually we'll have some back pain or just stiffness or soreness.
Yeah. And okay. I see.
Once you get on the program, it's like once you get on the program, then your body will hold better when you go to the chiropractor. Now your body might not hold as well because you're out of balance, and the chiropractor's doing a good job helping you, but underneath, you still need help nutritionally.
Your body's still trying to compensate itself for the imbalance of what's going on.
But it's not complicated. It's simple. You just got to get on the right program and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll look into that. Thank you.
Nancy will give you our number again.
Is there anything you can tell me to do, like, in the meantime? Is there one thing that I'm doing wrong that could be just helpful right now in the meantime?
Go clean your drains. when you first talk to someone about the drains, they kind of look at you like, oh my God, you're crazy. This person doesn't know what the heck they're talking about. I have never heard this before. And it does sound odd. It really does. However, it is a huge part.
Huge problem.
Huge problem with, you know, a lot of people all over. So cleaning your drains will stop those gases from coming up through the drain, and you'll stop breathing it in.
You have to use 1/4 cup of baking soda, a couple cups of white vinegar, a little Dawn liquid soap to break up the sludge, and do it once a week for 3 weeks, then once a month. Real important for you to do that. If you do that, that will help you right off the top. So there you go. Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Again, I talk about those drains all the time. And I have to admit, it does sound a little woo-woo out there, but...
Well, that's because nobody's ever heard of it. If you really think of it and you look...
Everybody is like you, though. So, I mean, there are some people, Mary, that are like looking at you like you're a wackadoodle. I mean, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying it's true. I've told people about their drains and they look at me like I'm a nut job, and they're friends too. But, you know, I just kind of explain it. And then eventually they get it. They go home and do it and things get better.
But it's funny because it's the engineers, the guys that I get that are engineers, they don't go home and do the cleaning. They take the pipes apart. They take it apart and they say, yeah, you're absolutely right. It was really bad. It was like I had a dead rat in there down in the shower thing. So if you really pay attention, all that goes down there, you get it.
Oh, it's just gross. I mean, the hair and all that. Yeah. And then soap. And then it can get moldy. There's just a lot going on. But anyway, so that's a very good call. So, yeah. Drains, people. When's the last time you did your drains? Got to do your drains. Because not only will it help you and your family, but also your four-legged furry friends. Because the dogs will become extremely itchy if the drains aren't done in the house. So anyway, okay, now back to harnessing the change. So there you go, Lisa, you do those drains. Trust me, it'll work.
Well, it causes so many other issues. It causes the itching, causes allergies, rashes.
Sick stomachs, you feel like you're sick, nauseated.
And here's a big deal is when I see people with those symptoms like you have, Alicia, those are the people when they get COVID that have a lot of problems because they're already set up. Their body's already compromised. So now you get COVID and your lungs are a 3. They should be a 10 and your kidneys way inflamed. Now you're set up for all those bad symptoms. Those are the people that wind up in the hospital with lung issues and more symptoms. Out of all my clients, I had one client get COVID. And it was very mild. It was very, very mild. So it's all about your immune system and where you're at to be able to not get that.
Fight your body needs to fight that off. But yeah, drains is huge. Drains, darn drains. I don't know how many emails I get. Nancy, what's the secret formula for your drains again? So put a note on your calendar as a reminder.
Yeah. So it's something, Alicia is a good example again about the COVID people. So just, you know, pick up your phone and make the call and take care of it. And it's like so easy.
All right. So we're talking about harnessing the power of change.
Talking about the CWO.
Oh, we're talking about the CWO.
So when you come in, we're going to do nutritionally. We're going to work on your body, figure out your program. And then I also check you for emotions. And we may need to set up another appointment for neural emotional technique to clear the emotions, which is very simple, uncomplicated, and helps when you have persistent chronic problems and you're not getting better. It could be an emotional component causing it. So we use NET to clear it. It's a matter of minutes to do that. So, and then I check your structure. I also do cranial release technique, which when the cranial bones are jammed, it's a simple 1 minute technique.
1 minute, 30 seconds on each side.
To release that cranial bones and get all the cranial bones back in balance. Your cranial bones should move at a regular rhythm every minute. And then what that does is pumps the spinal fluid up and down your spine and keeps you in balance. When those bones are jammed, then that fluid isn't moving the way it should. And if you look at how you can tell sometimes, just looking at people, if their cranial bones are jammed, one eye will be lower than the other. Their facial features will be different. One ear could be lower. When you look at somebody in one side, you compare both sides, that's a cranial distortion. That's what cranial release helps. And then it brings the body back in balance. People feel better and their structure holds better and it helps their brain function better.
And we have talked about that brain a lot, but the brain is the big...
Everything is about the brain. All the leading technology, and when you go to seminars, no matter what seminar, even the medical seminars, everybody's talking about the brain now because
the neurology
they realize that it's the brain function that affects everything in the body. And if the body's out of balance, it's because something's not functioning right in the brain. And it could be a trauma you had. How many people fall and hit their heads? How many have sports injuries, concussions? So unless you take care of that brain, you're going to have chronic problems constantly with the rest of your body. So with the latest technology and information out there, we have so many tools to help and identify if that's an issue and then figure out exactly a plan to get you back in balance.
Okay, so then after your first appointment with the CWO, she'll have you follow up. She might have you follow up in a week. She might have you follow up in 2 weeks.
Usually, it depends on where you live.
It depends on what's going on. But some people don't have to, you know, if they're not in bad shape, they get 2 weeks. Some people are 1 week. And then you're released to graduation after you've stabilized.
What you do is it can be once a week until you're stable when you come in and you're in a crisis. And then when you're stable, and I muscle test your body for when we need to talk again, then it might go to 2 weeks. And then when you're stable at that point, it could be once a month. The ultimate goal is to, when you're stable and everything is right, and it depends on where you're at and how long that's going to take. And then when you get to that point, then I recommend you come in once every 3 months on a regular basis. It's like get checked before anything is wrong and keep you stable. And often when my clients come in every 3 months, they're great. Everything checks out good. Very, very little fine tuning. The program I have them on is working. So we just keep going with that.
Well, and you teach them too what they need to do if they go out and they eat something bad. I mean, it's about educating you and knowing what you need to do as far as your nutrition is concerned to, you know, get things back in balance. If you're down to once a quarter where you call us, if there's, you know, something going on, something happened, of course you want to get in and get it taken care of as soon as possible. But what Mary Jane does is she gives you the nutrition, which will help stabilize and keep your body balanced, which is the end result. I mean, you're not going to the grocery store or vitamin house, just picking things randomly off the shelf, thinking that they're going to work or you might need them or you might not need them. It's about giving your body exactly what it needs.
And when we do that, what blank, yeah, giving your body what it needs. And then when we do that, then you're, I was going to say something else.
I don't know why you just went blank.
Oh, we have something for everything. We have something for, so clients, you know, when they're stable, they call every 3 months, but if something happens in between, say they get a cold or the flu or whatever, first of all, we give you information and a sheet of products to have on hand, so you know what to take before you get really sick and you can pull yourself out of it. But we have something for everything, whether you're going to have surgery, you have an injury, you have a fall. We can help you with that and get you through that so you could feel better faster. Even when people have broken bones, it doesn't matter. We're going to help that heal faster by checking in with the body, seeing what you need. So it's kind of like one-stop shopping to, you know where to call to get the answer, whether you're working with a medical doctor, doesn't matter. I work with lots of medical doctors and definitely with chiropractors. So the idea is that you have someone to call and get an answer.
Yeah, get it taken care of right away. Don't stew about it. All right, time to wrap it up. Mary Jane?
I'm your CWO, and I'm looking forward to your call. It might be for you, and if you're feeling good, what about your family? It's all about living your best life, dreaming big, and
not settling.
Live your passion, and always dream bigger than you can imagine.
All right. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, go ahead and give our office a call at 888-777-4232, or you can always shoot us an email at info@maryjanemack.com. I'd like to thank everybody for listening today. I hope you all have a fabulous, fun-filled day as the sun is shining. It's a great day in the Pacific Northwest, and we look forward to getting together with you next month, the third Thursday.
Or hearing from you, getting that call.
So take care, have a great day, and thanks so much for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you next month.